Artist Sean Mack said he's been drawing since he was in diapers. Well, all that practice paid off. His work is now being featured on two popular publications, ESPN's True Hoop blog and Complex Music's site. Sean, a Saginaw native, joins me now on the phone. Sean, welcome to Current State.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
All right. So you said you started drawing in diapers, but did you really start drawing in diapers? What was your artistic aspirations as a youngin?
It felt like it was in diapers. It was that early. I know that at least. But I think ever since I was young, I just wanted to draw. It didn't really matter what it was. Early on, it was. Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles, then it turned into comics and so on. And I just realized that I just wanted to draw, whether it be like illustration or comics itself. I just wanted to draw
all the time. Were you one of those kids doodling in class all the time, right?
Basically. it got me in trouble a lot, but you know, I feel like it was worth it.
Yeah, I think it's worth it now, looking where you are now. What comics did you like to read, or what comics influenced your drawing style growing up?
The comics I liked to read were primarily Batman and Spider-Man. Spider-Man because he was a nerd, and I was a nerd, so I felt close to his world, aside from the superpowers part. But the comics that influenced me, I would say, it's a good question, actually. Because it's so many, it's really broad. But Marvel Comics, for the most part, as a whole, the way they have their stories, it influenced me because it had a superhero comic feel, but it also was a bit more personal. You know, like it delved into the lives of these characters and showed that they are more than just, you know, superpowered villains and heroes and whatnot.
So you really like kind of that personal connection. Is that something that you try and emulate in your work today?
Yeah. I would say early on when I started making my own comics, they were all like autobiographical comics, you know, dealing with my own life and what I had to deal with during college. So having that personal touch in comics is something that I definitely appreciate. It shows a little more side to the characters and a little bit more of your side if you put it into your work like that.
Did you have any formal art training?
Yeah. I actually went to college for career studies in Detroit, Michigan, and I majored in illustration.
Has it been a struggle for you to do your art, which you clearly love, and make a living?
Yeah, definitely. It's taken a while. I've had to find a way to be able to do both, like trying to do art and trying to have a sufficient amount of income. It hasn't been easy. I'll admit that. But I think for recently, I think that I kind of have a handle on it.
You figured it out. You broke the code.
You know, I wouldn't say I broke the code. It's a complicated code. It's like Matrix. But I think I'm almost there.
So like you said, you're almost there at this point in the sense that you've recently started illustrating comics for ESPN's True Hoop blog. What sports knowledge do you bring to a blog about basketball?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You started, what sports knowledge do you bring to this job doing comics for ESPN True Hoops?
Honestly, before, the only sports knowledge that I had was watching Space Jam. And yeah, I didn't really have that much knowledge. I mean, I knew the basis of the certain players that we draw in the comics, like LeBron, and I knew that base knowledge, but because with the help of Shay, who writes the comics, I'm learning a little more. Plus, I'm starting to watch ESPN a little more, which is like a brand new world to me because I'm used to watching like Community or something. And it's a new world, and because of the comics, I think I'm learning a little more about it, I guess, like I said.
Is there any athlete that's been challenging for you to draw?
I want to say LeBron, but I
What about LeBron is hard?
he's got this hairline. You just don't really, know what height to draw it at. It's weird, but LeBron has been the trickiest person to get down because I've had to draw him a couple of times actually.
LeBron James is a difficult comic.
Yeah.
What is the, how did you come to get this job? I mean, you're not necessarily a big sports fan, but how is it that you ended up writing for this ESPN blog then?
Well, the writer of the comic, Shay Serrano, he actually found me on Twitter, which is weird. He found me on Twitter and saw my work. And first, we started working together on MySpace articles. He, like, the first job that we did was a article about Kanye West's The College Dropout album, which had an anniversary. He wrote it, and I did illustrations for it. And after that, he came to me. He was like, "Me, we might be able to do some comics for ESPN and Complex." And Complex, I know about Complex and that's dealing with hip hop, and I'm a fan of hip hop. But ESPN, I was like, well, I don't really know what to tell you there. He's like, "Oh, don't worry, I got you." So, because he's the writer of the comics, he gives me base knowledge of the idea, and it gives me a chance to research whoever player we're putting in the comic for that week. And it gives me more knowledge of more so what's happening in basketball right now.
So basketball's not exactly your thing, but like you said, you are a fan of hip hop and Complex. You guys do cover a wide range of topics from, I think his name is Diddy now. I'm not sure what Diddy is going at. We're gonna say Diddy. His mission to turn Rick Ross into Biggie. You talk about Kendrick's control verse in your comics.
Yeah.
What's been the response to these so far?
Those have been crazy. Like, people have really, they've really been, they really like them, I should say, yeah. Because so far, I've been reading comments, and people have, there's been a bunch of ha-ha-has and LOLs, so I'm guessing people like it. And my friends have told me how it's turning out great. So I think the response has been pretty cool so far.
You also have your own project called The Revolutionary Times, which you co-produce with your friend Brandon Howard. First, can you describe the characters of this book and the basic premise?
Well, the characters are basically they're based on us. Both names are Brandon and Sean, and they're based on our physical, and I guess personality-wise too, they're based on that. But the basic premise is these two guys who get together and have this newspaper called the Revolutionary Times that talks about, pop culture and political satire, and it goes a little more insane as it goes on. At some point, we forgot all about the newspaper, and it just went from straight satire and pop culture. So that's basically been the idea of the comic so far, having a go at pop culture, but still having a type of message in the comic itself.
What's
And
it?
Oh, sorry, go
No,
ahead.
you're fine. What's it like to kind of illustrate your life like that?
It's eye-opening, I should say, because I'm not really a sharer, I guess you could say. I don't really share what happens most of the time in my life. So putting it to a comic form, it makes me feel a bit more open than I'm used to, and I think that's more so helpful in my case, 'cause I'm not a talker. I'm not a social type of dude. So being able to let certain aspects of my life out in an art form that I'm comfortable in and I love, it's kind of enriching.
The comic was on hiatus for a bit. When are you planning to release more work?
We're actually this month, we're actually starting to get back on it. The date is for next Tuesday for the new comics to start up. Plus, we finally got a website, and so we finally got all that together. So next Tuesday should be the start date for all that.
You said that it's been a struggle to find your way into making a living and doing your art. Any advice for a young aspiring artist?
The one thing that comes to my mind is patience. Like, you definitely have to have patience. The art industry is definitely, it's hard to get into. Like, I know I've been trying so long, but having patience and being persistent about everything is definitely key. Like, don't keep updating your portfolio, keep up with your craft. Always learn new things that will help better yourself as an artist. But most of all, it's just patience and persistence. Keep applying for jobs. Keep making connections, because you never know what connection is gonna be that breaking point. Like, I didn't know my Twitter was gonna help me draw LeBron James in the future,
Right. Sean Mack is a Saginaw-based artist. You can find his work at e on ESPN's True Hoops blog and Complex Music's website. You can also find more of his work at smackillustrations.com. Sean, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.